Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dan Brown ready with the 2-1. And there's a drive deep into left field. Adolis walks slowly out of the box because he can take his time. Adolis Garcia with his 13th home run of the season. He enjoys the trot just like we do. 3-0 Texas.
Love that call. In order to start the Monday edition of Sean and RJ live on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We are your official home for Rangers baseball. In case you did not know, I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy. We got Ross in for Pepe, Aiden in the back, and we are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Hopefully you all had a fantastic weekend, and this is a very nice way to head into the All-Star break. They take 2 of 3 in the armpit. They win back-to-back series. RJ, one game under 500, 8.5 back in the American League West as we take our All-Star break.
Yeah, we do. And look, I mean, you had to really, if you wanted any shot of the division, you couldn't go in there and lose 2 of 3. You know, that wasn't, you didn't want to do that. They take the 2 of 3 from Houston. Gives a little bit of confidence moving towards the break. You don't want to stop after your offense is rolling, because the offense has been rolling here. I mean, what did they score? They scored 32 runs in their series with Anaheim, which is really, really good. And then
in a three-game set.
No, that was a four-gamer.
Four-gamer.
They scored 30-something runs in that, and then they follow it up, and, you know, they put up 16 in the three games here. The offense is kind of starting to click, and that's one of the keys that we've been looking for all year long. A lot of it has to do with Seager. Seager's been hitting well. But you want to get Adolis in there, and you want to get him mashing, and then he did, certainly yesterday.
And they did it against Hunter Brown,
who doesn't give up anything. You know, he doesn't give up anything. He's been one of the fantastic pitchers in the first half of the season. Somebody who absolutely would have deserved an All-Star bid. He got it. He deserved it. He's been tremendous. The Astros pitching's been pretty good. Fromber's had a really good start to the season, first half of the season, and Hunter Brown, of course.
Yeah, Hunter Brown's numbers look really, really good until you compare them with the great Nate Eovaldi, who gets another win, his third straight W, and he is absolute nails.
Yeah, there is one thing that you can say unequivocally that's true about the first half of the Rangers season, and that is that Nate Eovaldi is an All-Star. Like, he is. He's not going to make it. Obviously, pitching on Sunday, that's the rule that if you pitch on Sunday, you're not going to be on it anyway, because there's no turnaround time.
Not going to participate or not going to be on the roster?
They would leave you, like, you would not participate.
Yeah.
Yeah, not participate.
You could be honored.
You could be honored.
Selected.
Yeah, I think that you could be honored and selected, but, like,
it's got to be.
Once they realize that you're going to be pitching on Sunday, you're just off it.
And I was worried about Nate early on in this game, and then he settled down to move to 7-3 with a 1.58 earned run average. He told Sandler in the post the big change and big difference for him this season has been the curveball.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you can, it's for somebody in at his stage of his career to, you know, continually work on things, right? Not just rest on what you have, but continue to improve and get better. And he has. I mean, this guy has, like, there was a time like 5-6 years ago, it was like, all right, was he going to, he was bouncing around. I mean, he went from like the Red Sox, he was with the Yankees, he was all over the place, right? And he was known as a guy who couldn't figure it out. Did really, really well with Boston in the World Series, right? 2018 had one.
And that's where you really liked him from?
Yeah. Because he was known as like a playoff dog, right? Well, all of a sudden, you know, he's available. You know, nobody thought when he signed here that he was going to turn into this what he has been, which has been an ace. I mean, he really has been an ace.
And you look at the box score, and it's like, Sharif, why are you worried about him? It's zeros across the board. Well, because there were runners on before Evan Carter. There are two types of diving catches. There's a real diving catch where you absolutely have to leave your feet. Mm-hmm. And then there's that sliding, comfortable catch that looks a little bit more for show than it actually does,
right,
in terms of necessity. This was an absolute must.
Had to.
In terms of Evan Carter and the athleticism, and he saved those first runs for Nate, then followed it up with an RBI triple, and Evan Carter, who said it? Murph. Murph said it on the TV broadcast. You want an early game MVP, just give it to Evan Carter now.
Oh, for sure. He had a good game. Really good game. That was a, like, he had to completely lay out for that one. And it was like he contorted his body, too, because it wasn't like just a straight on. It was straight, but his arm was just flailing over because the ball was probably tailing away from him. Great snag from Evan Carter. They need him to be hot in the second half.
Adolis goes yard. You heard that call from Hixie. I think that was his third in his last four games. And then Marcus with home run number 250 in his career. The solo made it 5-1. He homered on Saturday as well. Night-night. Game over.
Be really nice to get him going. You know, all these guys start getting hot right before the break, and then you take 5 days off.
Yeah.
You know, get some rest. Let's go. Second half of the season.
Marcus's average, you think, is what?
I just looked at it. Okay. I just happened to see it.
So he's at 240.
Which, I mean, that's like 60 points higher than it was. It seems like a month ago, but it was like, you know, really more like 50 days ago.
I'll take you through his season. He started off in March hitting 105.
That's not good, I don't think.
Then 198 for the month of April.
Still?
207 for May.
Well.
324 in June. And then he's come back down to earth hitting 250 for the month of July.
That's what you like to see. Well, like you said, to see the 304. The 207. I mean, the other numbers. That's why his season is never going to look really that good, no matter what he does in the second half. I mean, unless he hits like 400 over the second half, he's just not going to look up 5 years from now when you look at his box scores, like, or you look at his stats, like, ooh, that's a pretty bad year. Like, he really doesn't. He put himself in such a hole that he'll never really be able to recover from that. He'll be able to be respectable, but never like, oh, that was a really solid season.
On Saturday, they couldn't completely take advantage of Josh Hader's first blown save of the season. And then they had the most strikeouts in a game, tied for the most in Major League Baseball this season with 19 strikeouts. Zach Short, of course, ended it with the walk-off hit. But the absurd amount of strikeouts on Saturday, Hader blows the save, not able to get the W, but they still win the series overall.
That Saturday game, that was like kind of, you had a really nice comeback to tie it. Didn't think they were going to do that. But then to let that thing go in extra innings with just, I don't know, just walks after walks. It was kind of disappointing.
So they break for the All-Star festivities, but that's the big league club. Now we talk about the next players to move up because the draft, day one was yesterday.
We had a draft last night, Major League Baseball draft. And the cool thing about this is that you have no idea who these players are, right?
Is that cool?
That is cool. I think that is cool. We have no idea because it's like an open book. It's an open slate.
Because it made us kind of forget the NBA draft, not knowing any of the guys.
It's
I'll pay attention to the top five picks, then out.
But baseball's done it weird where like they're trying to make this into a made-for-TV event, right? They've done that over the last decade or so. They really started to push, you know, watching this draft. So Gavin Fain is the guy that the Rangers take with their first pick. Number 12 overall in the draft. He's a high school player. Now, the Rangers have done this in the past for a lot. They were really always really, really high on prep players, right? That's what the high school kids are called, prep players. Really high on that. They wanted the high upside. The college kids offer more stability. They offer a quicker route to the major leagues. So instead of having 5 years in the minors, a college player might offer 18 months in the minor leagues, right? So you're up here quicker. But if you have a roster that's got a lot of players already there, you don't need them to be ready to play today or tomorrow. You know, you'd rather get the high upside. So they take a third baseman out of high school. But
was he listed as third baseman, or I'd seen like 6'3 shortstop?
I'd seen shortstop too. ESPN lists him as third base on their draft board. But yeah, he could absolutely play short too.
Harold Reynolds with the breakdown on the MLB Network.
With the 12th pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Texas Rangers select Gavin Fien, a shortstop from Great Oak High School in Temecula, California. The San Francisco Giants have the next pick.
A 6'3" high school shortstop. Some scouts thought that he was the best 2025 high school prospect during last summer's showcase circuit. He hit 408 games for Team USA, hit over 400 as a sophomore and as a junior. Gavin Fien to the Rangers. Harold, what do you think?
You know what? I've watched Gavin through high school and into the summer. And what I see from him is a guy that continues to get better. And it just goes to show you the work ethic. I wanted to see some of the swings that you just saw, USA team and also his high school, how he kind of flicks the ball and he doesn't really stay through it. He was athletic. But then he came to the combine and I got a chance to really see it on display. Look how much stronger he got in that little bit of time from high school season to now. Finishing the swing looked better. He's going to continue to just get better. I really like watching him take ground balls. This wasn't 10 crow hops to see how hard I can throw it. It was get rid of the ball. He has a great zip, great arm on it. But the biggest thing to me when I first saw him, I thought he was a college junior.
So there's Harold Reynolds with his breakdown.
There were two players that I'd kept hearing their names over the last couple of days. One was Jace LaViolette, the A&M player who was one of the best of the country, and then they had a bad year. The whole team had a bad year. And the other one was this high school kid out of South Texas, Cason Cunningham, who was tearing up the MLB has this camp. So they take like the top 100 or so prospects from high school, they put them in this camp, and they play with wood bats and minor league baseballs. So they don't play with, you know, high school baseballs, they play with minor league baseballs, different seams and everything. And he was apparently tearing it up. And there was talk that they might take him. But he went to Arizona a few picks later. I think the Rangers like said, like, look, he's too short. He's only 5'10". So I wonder if that played into it. But they get this Gavin Fien out of California. So high school.
A couple of the takeaways from like the draft analysts on ESPN said, look, this was the first round of the shortstops. Whereas college hitters are usually the safest bets early in the draft, this year high school position players dominated and they all play shortstop. Athleticism has returned to baseball and draft rooms are acting accordingly. And then Schoenfeld, who's been on the show, said the selection of that many prep shortstops stood out. They all seem to hit left-handed and run well. Some of them have big power potential and a cannon for an arm. And it's a wide range of tools that is showing baseball still drawing top athletes to the sport. The only reason I'm talking this much about the draft is because I'm interested in it from a youth baseball level. Choppy's kids playing. We talk about baseball maybe being the number one youth sport in all of DFW and the state. So I was just trying to see where the trends are going, if there are any trends. Athleticism, and then back to shortstop.
A lot of the
and
kids,
high school kids.
Yeah, a lot of high school kids. Obviously, they're taking every year. California does a really good job with getting their high school kids selected. I mean, it's just there's so many people there. The Rangers had two other selections. At 52, they took A.J. Russell, who's a pitcher out of Tennessee.
Go Balls.
And that's right, baby. And then at 84, they took Josh Owens out of Providence Academy in Tennessee. It says TWP. I assume that means two-way player. That's my assumption. I assume that's a Shohei kind of.
And apparently people were thrown for a loop at the top two picks. The Nats taking Eli Willits at number one, the Angels' Tyler Bremner at number two. I don't know anything about them, but they're saying a lot of us were thrown for a loop.
Yep, because
Kate, of names you had heard.
Cade Anderson at LSU is the pitcher. Ethan Holliday, which is Matt Holliday's kid. He goes to Colorado, so they get kind of the son of a legend.
Cool picture of him, like, growing up on the field, wearing the colors, uniform jersey.
Liam Doyle was another one that could have gone high, and then there was one, I think maybe it was JoJo Parker was the other one. So there was a little bit of surprise. I think most people thought Cade Anderson was going to go number one, and he winds up going three, and they get a steal because that was Seattle, and that's not what you want. They don't need any more pitching.
So there's a recap of the Rangers on your home for Rangers baseball. And we got the Derby this evening.
We do. Tonight. It's not going to last 6 hours like Berman's old Derby did. But we got the Derby tonight. Cal Raleigh is your favorite.
He hit two more the other day.
Yeah, the big dumper. What's it, 38 now? 30, yeah. Something like that? Crazy. All right,
so there's your Ranger recap on DFW Sports Station. Bobby Belt out on vacation until we return with the Firehouse Tour on Thursday in Richardson, and the boss has sent me a picture of the new cool giveaway. We'll be putting it out on all of the socials. Cooper Flagg has been shut down for the summer, not injury related. Give us your scouting report. Show off the hoops IQ on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Why I was way too invested in Mavs versus Spurs for Flagg's second summer league game. Give us your Cooper Flagg scouting report. Next on Sean and...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
RJ.
Flag driving baseline. Got it in one. Count it. Cooper Flag with his first field goal.
There's the call on ESPN. Nice reads. Ross in for Peyton. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy. Bobby Belt will be back on Thursday with the Firehouse Tour hitting Richardson on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys. But all my weekend focus was on Cooper Flag. Game two against the San Antonio Spurs. Mark Stein reports they are shutting him down for the rest of Summer League. Tim Legler was blown away on the TV call. He said, I got to go back and look at the last high pick like this to play this many minutes. I think it was back-to-back 31-minute games. As I'm sitting there a little bit behind and I'm trying to decide, like, when can I go to the bathroom? When can I grab a drink? Can I go take a shower? Is he going to set up the last 3 minutes before halftime? And he was right back on the floor. So the Mavs had the plan of throwing him out there for the first two games with a heavy workload and then shutting him down for the rest of the summer. What were you and Fred's impressions of the opener when you reacted to it on Friday and the Tolos?
A lot of people were like, they didn't tune in. Most people were like, oh, we didn't tune in. But
tune in.
Here's the thing. This is, and I said this last week. We've all seen Cooper Flagg play 30 games. You know what I mean? We've already seen him play a bunch of games in college. Whereas with Luka, we didn't see anything. You know, so it was all fresh. It was all brand new to us. But yeah, it was. He was okay. I wanted to in his first game. I wanted to see him, you know, be a little physical. He was. I wanted to see him. How was he in transition? You know, how was his competitiveness? How was his stamina? That's what I was. I didn't care about his jump shot. I didn't care if he was his shooting percentage. I wanted to see, was he going to take the ball to the hole? Was he going to settle for threes? That kind of stuff. It wasn't anything about like his game. We were going to break down his game because there's nothing to break. You can't break it down. They've had three practices. He doesn't even know the plays.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a totally different roster.
I really liked his. Well, he's clearly versatile.
Yeah.
The Mavs coaching staff is just raving about the number of smart decisions that he continued to make. Josh Broghammer, however you pronounce it, he kept saying, look, three turnovers, that's it. That's all he did. 60 minutes through two games, we put him in an unfamiliar position to go ahead and handle the ball more. Double teams was thrown at him the very first possession. Mm-hmm. He got double teamed near half court and just three turnovers. I loved his aggressiveness. I liked that because I was worried about him showing up here on a ready-to-win team and then just being really passive and not taking a shot and not being aggressive. They clearly told him, be aggressive. We want to see the shots. And he had the green lights. It did not matter to him that he had the 10 of 21 shooting after the horrific shooting in the opener. He can go to the bucket. He can put the ball on the floor. Obviously, the athleticism, the size, it's all there. I feel he's going to have a top 10 dunk guaranteed of the season by year's end. When they're doing their NBA regular season mark it down, 6:25 a.m. on July 14th, Cooper Flagg will have at least one poster dunk on somebody because he going up to yam on people.
Yes, he does.
Woo!
He did it in college. He had a really good one. Really, at least
that one.
That he had that really tremendous one. Yeah. But he had a punch anyway. Like that's just the reality of it. Like he's a tremendous athlete. He could drive, he could shoot. He's not a spot up. He's not Steph Curry out there, right? But he could shoot.
And that's the thing. I wanted to go back and look. My biggest takeaway overall, if Cooper Flagg can shoot the basketball, he is going to be more than fine. And I just wanted to go back and I'm going to ask Kevin Hagelin this in Crosstalk, Mr. Duke Blue Devil, diehard himself. What were the shooting percentages at Duke? How do you remember him as a shooter? Like more than adequate, really good. The percentages, I went and looked them up. I'll do the work.
Okay, you got it.
49% from the field, 37% from three, 83% from the line. That is much better than what we saw in the first two games of Summer League. So I was like, okay, what type of pure shooter is he? I love that Tim Legler did the breakdown of the ball coming off his fingertips and how it was a little sideways action when he was at the free throw line. He got the exact type of rotation that you wanted because that's all I was thinking throughout the first two games. Man, the shot is not falling. What type of shooter was he in college?
I mean, look, he's a good shooter. The problem is that, you know, the college three-point line is about a foot and a half in, right? It's not, I think it's 22 and a half.
Yep.
Versus...
I think it's a five-inch difference or something. That's what they were saying.
Is it five-inch? Let's see, 22.
5 inch too small?
That's what she said. Yeah, I think so. Because, the corners, that might be worth
it. I just remember the number five for some reason they were talking about. It can't be 5 feet.
Let's see. The NBA 3-point line is 23 feet, 9 inches.
All right, so 24.
Yeah, the college 3-point line is 22 feet, one and three quarter inches from the center.
Okay.
Now, it's different in the baselines. We're in the corners. The NCAA is 21 feet, 7 7/8, and the NBA is flat 22 feet. So that's where you're getting about a 5-inch difference is in the corners. So it's tough to tell, right?
And some guys like they like shooting further out because they're stronger, they're bigger, whatever, right? So it might actually work out in the reverse form. But there's nothing wrong with Kuperfly the shooter.
Okay.
He's not a bad shooter. Okay. He's just not Steph Curry. That's fine. Right? That's totally fine. Luka's gonna want to be in a better 3-point shooter than him. But Cooper Flagg does a lot of other things, especially defensively, that Luka doesn't and never did and never will.
Coop on how much more comfortable he felt in summer league game number two.
I definitely felt a little more comfortable. It was a different, paced game, but they were still, being physical, picking up 94. They did a really good job of just, pressuring us and getting us out of our actions. So that was a little tough. We had to try and figure out our spacing and actions we wanted to get into, but they did a good job.
All right, give us your Flagg scouting report on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053.
For the 972, he's everything we thought he was. Athletic, high motor, high IQ, can create, needs to work on fighting through screens. Gets taken out of plays on defense. Not going to be able to be your go-to, get me a bucket, create your own shot kind of guy. Definitely has potential for the future, too. But right now, still needs time to develop. He'll flourish eventually. Sports Center Top 10. He's good. He ain't Luka, though. Bronny had him locked up. Come on now. It's from the 940.
Yeah, Bronny was impressive defensively. Coop was trying to go ahead and post him up, and Bronny was fighting him until Flagg said, the heck with this. I'm not going to back him down. I'm just going to turn around and shoot over the top and then talk to Kyrie and all the fellas on the sideline.
That had Dirk. Was it David West that always gave Dirk trouble? That Dirk David West vibes, like just some short king out there trying to lock up somebody who's 8 inches taller than him. Like, come on, nice try. This was Bronny's NBA championship game 7. This was Cooper Flagg's Thursday.
Yeah.
That's all this was, right?
Totally unfair, but I got to be honest with where my mind was going, and the kid is only 18, but I was, to that last Tolo text message, I was saying he's never going to be the scorer that Luka Doncic is. I mean, that's a pretty obvious, easy, generic statement to make. I said that before any of the summer league kicked off, but in watching that, I'm just like, he's not going to get buckets as easily as Luka. It's just not.
Well, no, I mean, Luka's going to be somebody who vies for the scoring title every year. Yeah. Especially now that he's 30 pounds lighter.
I like the comparison from Jay Kidd. Jay Kidd was kind of talking about Grant Hill as that point forward running the show. We talked about Kawhi. We talked about Tatum. We talked about, Scotty.
Yeah, he's a less athletic Grant Hill. Like, that's the type of player that he's going to wind up being. So he could be a number one, but it's a different kind of number one. He's never going to be the number one that puts up an average of 32 points for an entire season.
Yep.
He'll be the number one that puts up 24, but he gets a ton of rebounds. He plays good defense. Like, he's going to be an all-around solid, tremendous player.
And that's why he's a perfect fit for this Mavs team versus, like, more of a scorer coming out of college, to where they're out of rhythm, they're not getting the shots because Anthony Davis, Kyrie, D'Angelo Russell, more established NBA veterans are not letting you get in your offense. And this is Cooper Flagg able to do so many different things. He averaged 7.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists, a steal and a half, and a block and a half at Duke. The only NBA players to average similar numbers, again, one was done in college, one was done in the league, but those do-it-all forwards, Scotty Barnes and Jalen Johnson, the only players in NBA history with the most seasons like that. KG did it 10 times, Giannis and C-Webb. But I was watching the Spurs game for so much more than just Cooper Flagg. You had Dylan Harper out there, the number two pick, 16 points in 20 minutes. I thought that his number one highlight was a sick block where his entire body was like fading away from the play. And then the new defensive menace. And it takes a lot to make me just watch someone on defense in any sport. Carter Bryant coming out of Arizona. I think they got him at number 14. Different stat sites out there. When Flagg was being guarded by Carter Bryant, 3 of 12, 2 turnovers. Carter struggled offensively with his game from the field, but go and watch Carter Bryant defensive highlights and you just realize even more, holy crap, San Antonio is loaded.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, yeah. Just Carter Bryant and Twitter. and it's fun to watch. Man, he's long. He's athletic. He's got that dog in him, at least defending.
And that means I got to watch something other than the ball. I hate doing that. Oh, look, I mean, San Antonio is set up, though. That's troubling. If Wemby comes back healthy.
I hate how much of a family they are, too. Like,
they are a family.
These young kids are going to work out, and Tony and Tim and Pop are all there together. And Wemby leaves the Buddhist temple to show up on the sideline. Like, they all love each other. They got this camaraderie thing going.
They do. They love. They're the anti-Texas Rangers.
Jealous.
They all love each other. The complete opposite.
So there it is. Cooper Flagg. First two games and now shut down for the rest of Summer League after 60 minutes.
Man, it's they're even load managing in the Summer League. I'm fine with it. I don't care. Right? They saw what they needed to see. They wanted to answer a few questions based on his deficiencies in the scouting report, see what he was, whatever. They saw him, and they're like, well, what's the point?
Yep.
What's the point in running him out there?
What did R.J. McEnroe think of the Wimbledon championships? R.J., does he have you caring about tennis whatsoever after last week's show? And who else got involved in some ground and pound over the weekend? Yep. I know exactly what I'm saying, and that's what I meant. Ross is shaking his head. Don't be embarrassed. It's Sean and RJ getting started with the 6 a.m. Club right here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5D FW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A second championship point for Jannik Sinner and fires down the middle. He's done it! Jannik Sinner is the winner of Wimbledon, the first Italian ever.
I do have to say, and if you're mad that we're talking about this, blame RJ Choppy. He got me into watching at least the men's Wimbledon final after his absolute tennis craze last week that broke out Thursday edition here on Sean and RJ Bobby Belt back Thursday.
There we go, baby. Sinner wins it for the men. Iga Swiatek wins it for the... That was one of the biggest destructions I've ever seen.
So in high school, we were a really, really good program, right?
Yeah.
And I created the Bagel Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bagel Club is when you go, just go ahead and you blank your opponent. Like
Dan's Bagels, big time bagel fan.
Dan's Bagels?
Dan's Bagels at Trophy Club is fantastic.
Real?
It's a little small.
Doesn't sound real.
That's great, man.
Doesn't sound real legit. Dan's.
They run out by about 10 o'clock in the morning. They run out of bagels, but they're fire.
Yeah, it's like Sharif's Enchiladas, Dan's Bagels. But I created the Bagel Club, and that was my way of creating competition amongst us.
Uh-huh.
You win 6-0, 6-0.
6-0, 6-0.
You put up the double zeros. That's the bagel. And I did not know that they took that over to the professional level until this female final. This was the match that we were following on Thursday.
Yes, yeah, so we were following.
And Kevin Hegland's winning on through underdog.
Right. So Sabalenka was taking on Anna Samova.
Sabalenka's the number one.
And she's the number one. And she's dating this millionaire yogurt empire dude.
Oh.
Sleeveless shirt guy started some kind of like yogurt shake. You know, acai bowl dude, right? So big acai bowl money. And so she's like, you know, she's already rested on her laurels. She didn't have to worry about anything. So this, you know, this young American wins it. And then she goes and takes on Swiatek and gets worked. 6-0, 6-0. I mean, it wasn't even close.
6-0, 6-0. I had seen like an ESPN note that this was like maybe the biggest betting one-sided wager that you could make. And I was like, this girl just took out the number one seed.
Yeah.
And Vegas had her getting absolutely destroyed, and she did.
Yeah, it was a crazy... I mean, it was a big-time upset.
Not a game?
It was a big-time upset for her to beat Sabalenka to begin with. Sabalenka doesn't play well in grass. But she didn't even come close in this one. It was a destruction. And I think this thing was done like an hour. Like, it was so fast that this thing was over. And you have people talking about
the first women's major title featuring a double bagel, I think, since 1988. And am I even surprised it took place that recent?
Oh, and it was, if you go just to Wimbledon, this is the first time in Wimbledon the final was this since, like, you know, pre-war.
Like, for those of you that don't know, this is much worse than, like, getting shut out 40-0 in a Super Bowl. Did I get a game?
Is and this, you, this, is, this is worse than Seattle-Denver?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get a beatdown in football, blowout. To not win one game, you're a finalist? One?
One.
In two sets?
6-0, 6-0.
That's like a first-round matchup. And not even that.
Yeah.
6-0, 6-0. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
It's insane. So that happened. And like I said, it was over like in an hour. And then you have people saying, well, should they make the Wimbledon final for the ladies a best of five?
Why? So we can see 6-0, 6-0, 6-0?
Right. So absolutely. So she's like, and you know, people
what's
are saying,
the thought in that?
Just like, you know, your nerves are too high. You know, yeah. you
not
give
enough
up a
time
game
with just two out of three sets.
Yeah. Like if you lose the first set in a women's tournament, I mean, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in big time trouble. Meanwhile, in the men's, I mean, Sinner lost the first set.
Yep.
And he comes back and he wins the next three.
Watch this?
I watched a little bit of this. Yeah. He comes back and he wins 6-4, 6-4, 6-4, the final three sets. But he had dropped the first set. It was like, oh, okay, nothing.
And he had lost in five sets to Alcaraz. This is number one against number two at the French Open.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like setting up nicely, rival back and forth. You get one, I get one.
People
not just
are already
one-sided.
Talking about that this rivalry is like, it's one that is, you know, for the ages. And Alcaraz was trying to become the fifth man in the open era to win Wimbledon 3 years in a row. He had already won back-to-back. I thought he only won one. But, you know.
Are you hearing that phone, Ross? Is that your phone? Is that Chop's phone?
No, that wasn't me.
That might be mine. I don't know. I just turned it off.
definitely seemed like a me thing to do to leave my phone on loud and have a mic on.
You're having a perfect 6 a.m. hour. Don't jinx it.
So far, so good.
Peyton's worried.
So these two guys have won the past seven majors between them.
Damn.
And, you know, I think it was Sinner that beat Joker to get here in the semifinals. But, you know, I think this is now Sinner's the third shortest time between his first and fourth major ever.
He's an Italian,
which, I mean, this he's, you know, kind of fake Italian, right? The people from Italy are fake Italian.
Making bagels.
Right. They don't wear Fila suits. They don't say, oh, you know, those are the real, right? But you got to sound like Andrew Dice Clay to be real Italian. But Sinner's won like four majors in 500 days. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Which UFC cut would you like to start with? Ground and pound or meeting the president?
Oh, do ground and pound.
Okay. This is Derek Lewis, UFC. on TNT, and he just mauled through his opponent. He got the job done, and he's in the ring afterwards in his post-match interview.
Derek, back in the win column, extending your record for most knockouts in UFC history. What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Fine ass.
She know what it is, that fine ass.
That's great.
Get that, as a mark.
This guy's a treat, man. As soon as he's done, he just takes his pants off. He just takes his shorts off and he's got nothing on but his tights, like his spandex.
35 seconds he won.
He's a beast. And his post games are always the best. And then that's, so you see him after the fight's over and they've got the judge, like the referee between them, right? And then Michael Buffer saying, you know, is the winner of this bout in 35 seconds. And they go to raise his hand. They raise his left arm because his right arm is holding a cell phone. And Dana White had handed him the phone, and it was the president. Like, Trump called him. Trump's just sitting home Saturday night watching UFC.
He's obsessed with the sport. He loves it.
He does love it. I mean, I didn't, you know, whatever. He was just sitting at home in the White House in the Lincoln bedroom watching Derek Lewis rip his pants off after winning 35 seconds. And
you used to only talk to the president when you're an athlete, like after you won the Super Bowl. You get on the cell phone,
right,
or you go to the White House.
Yeah, now it's after.
Trump is taking credit for the White Sox in this winning streak, right, as well. They haven't lost. And I'm being serious. They haven't lost since they showed up here.
Oh, my God. And then
get rid of that loser to San Francisco.
So, yeah, most of the time it's after the Super Bowl or whatever, win the title. No, this is just after UFC, like, 353. You know, some random UFC fight. UFC Saturday night in Nashville. So he calls them up, and they asked him in the post, you know, what y'all talk about?
I've been telling Dana a couple of weeks now. I need to talk to him about something.
Could you tell us what that something is?
No, man, no.
Would it be about maybe fighting at
the world? It's classified.
Oh, it's classified. You're an agent
now?
Yeah.
It's classified. It's almost something about terrorists and stuff like that.
So. Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Serious stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Are they signing you up? You going to join the FBI?
We don't like the FBI right now, me and Trump. Oh. You know, they're trying to get that list out of us. And I had to call. I had to tell the president, hey, you know, make sure they don't let.
I got you.
Don't have my name on that list.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
The Epstein list.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, I assume that's what they're talking about.
Gotta be.
It's gotta be. What a time to be alive.
He was familiar with the current events.
Cracking jokes about the Epstein list.
Yes. Whew. Which. This is the most Republican backlash I've seen.
Absolutely.
Over any
anger.
Over any Trump issue.
Oh, without question. It's like legit anger. Legit anger. Because like it's like people are saying, like, hey, dude, we like got you in here to release all this stuff. The UFOs,
no
the
holds JFK, barred.
The Epstein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's safe. Drain the swamp, all that crap. And it's like, you're not doing it. You're like deep state now. You're compromised.
Yeah.
Somebody got to you.
Yeah.
The CIA say, hey, we're going to put a hit on you? Or are you, it's like, are you trying to hide something?
Yeah.
So it's like, what's going on?
Speaking of controversy and mystery, Air India, we have more info on this flight. Just recap what happened with that.
So this was the flight a couple of weeks back. It took off and then it went right down. It got up to like 600 feet, right? You saw it was a 787, went up and then went right back down. Well, they think they know what happened a month after it happened. So 30 days out, they do a preliminary report. And that was on Friday. Everybody died this except for one. One guy jumped out of the plane. He like opened the door and jumped out right when it was about to crash.
And his brother was on there?
His brother was sitting next to him. I guess he didn't like him. He didn't tell him to unbuckle his seatbelt and get out. But they think they know what happened in their preliminary report. They cut the engines off, the fuel supply, right by that throttle thingy. Are two buttons. They probably shouldn't be there, by the way. They shouldn't be so close. Where if you pull the buttons, it shuts the fuel off to the engines. So they shut the engines off. Now, I did a little digging. This is not something that you could do like a light switch. It's not a light switch. You've got to pull up and push down, right? So it's like a lever. You got to pull and push. So you got to do this on purpose.
Was so, there any reason to do it on purpose in terms of what they were going through, or is this
no?
Am I thinking that they wanted the plane to crash, or this was a maneuver they were trying to?
I can't imagine. There's like everything I've seen. Like there's like, no
mistake
maneuver.
Or intentional in terms
it,
of
it
what
could
happened.
Be a mistake. It could be a mistake. Intentional, obviously, is the worst case scenario because now you got a whole heap of other problems on there. But you have to purposely do this. Like
well, you
this,
don't now.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Because like there's no reason at that point you're still trying to you have no thrust, you got no lift, you need power, you can't get up without it. So I don't know how they would want to do that intentionally, you know, purposely for any flight maneuver. But if they wanted to crash the plane, that's an easy way to do it.
877-881-1053 Franklin injury attorney text line. Because of you all, not only did I watch the Wimbledon final, I watched, speaking of like travel disasters, I watched that poop cruise on Netflix.
How was it?
It was good.
Pretty disgusting, isn't it?
It was pretty disgusting. Hour long. I don't remember this story when it was happening.
I have a vague remembrance of some, of the poop coming down the side of the wall, or the side of the ship.
Yeah, they like turned the boat around, but when like the boat turned, that got all the bathroom stuff. To overflow.
To overflow. Because of the waves, it tipped.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Trapped out there. I was like, why didn't just like 5, 6, 7 tugboats just like initially just get out there? Now, they're like, because it would cause a free-for-all, it would cause a war between people. People are already fighting for sandwiches. Imagine getting on a rescue boat and how crazy that would be. So they weren't going to come and rescue the people piece by piece
right.
or fly them out on a helicopter because... people would probably die
yeah.
fighting amongst each other.
I mean, but you're in the middle. There's no AC. You're in the middle of the ocean or the Gulf.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
No
awful.
No AC. They opened up one night. They're like, these people are bored. Let's have an open bar. And that ended up backfiring.
Yeah, backfired big time.
Big time.
You got to have, my mom's on a cruise right now.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Alaska. Where? Alaska.
That's the only cruise. Oh, no, I've done two cruises, but the Alaska one by far the best. Family
yeah.
trip.
She
Victoria left, Gardens.
Yeah, she left out of Seattle. I think she left 2 days ago out of Seattle.
Who'd she go with?
Some chick from church.
Chick from church.
Some lady, yeah. Some old lady. You know, these old ladies, these widows from church. They go just fly up there. They, you know, they got their, you know, nothing else to do. So she went to Seattle and she's cruising out. I think it's Norwegian. Cruise line, but she likes cruises now. My dad would never go on them.
Why?
Just doesn't sick. He gets motion sickness. He did.
That's another thing. If you're out there and you get seasick,
yeah, what are you gonna do? Right,
you're just absolutely stuck.
So he never would go on one. So she's been on like 3 now in the last couple of years, and now she's on an Alaskan cruise. I have no idea where she is. She could probably see Vancouver though. Peyton,
did the Dallas Cowboys represent up front? A lot of people think, Corey Majors included, the offensive line is the key to the season, which is going to kick off in Oxnard, California, the home of the Cowboys. That's this entire station is going to be there. Does the rest of the league think the Cowboys can get it done up front? We'll tell you inside the Star in the home of America's team next with Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.